Bayview UCC, February 15, 2026. Tuning in. Matthew 5 verses 43 to 48. I brought my radio with me this morning to illustrate the truths I want to share about tuning in to the God Station. This is an old Radio Shack Model DX397. There are 9 bands, including AM and FM. There are many stations that can be accessed by turning the knob. This is not a digital radio. You have to turn the knob. When you tune to a station, then the exact spot is indicated by a light that shines. When the light shines most brightly, then you know that you've got the best tuning. You'll be able to hear the signal most clearly. If you want to listen to FM, which offers greater clarity without interference, then you need to extend the antenna. The radio operates by batteries, but it also has input for a power cord, and it has a jack for headphones. Sometimes the radio doesn't work when I switch it on. Then I give it a bump and it will work. The contacts may not be clean. Sometimes this happens with electronics. A device may not have been used for a long time. A bit of corrosion collects on the contacts. A jolt will restore the connection. Sometimes the radio won't come on at all. That's when I need to check the batteries. They are easily cleaned, replaced, and/or recharged. So what does this radio have to do with tuning in to the God Station? There are dozens of other stations available where we can spend our time. But then we would miss the joy of connecting with God. It's our choice. The God Station is quite high in the frequency range. The ideal is to tune in several times a day, just as you might like to hear the news or get a weather report. Experts in the field of spiritual growth recommend tuning in at least twice a day, once upon awakening, and once before going to sleep at night. Tuning in is simply setting your intention. It might go like this: Hello, God. I'm checking in just to listen to your heavenly music. I also welcome any guidance you have for me. Tune in and then listen. You'll know that you've found the right station when your inner light comes on most brightly. If your radio doesn't seem to work, then perhaps the battery contacts have become corroded from lack of use. That's when you may need a jolt. You may have planned for this when you designed your life blueprint. You may have known that you would get off track, and you planned for a jolt to get you back. The jolt may be a near-death experience or whatever is needed that will cause you to start tuning in again. Sometimes we may feel that we aren't receiving anything from God. Our batteries may be dead. That's when it's good to pray with others. Praying together charges batteries. Healing works this way too. All healing comes from within, but if our batteries are low, then having someone else pray over us will jumpstart our own self-healing resources. In the New Testament, this happened with prayer and anointing with oil. You can read about it in James 5:14f. It all works like this. Everything is energy, vibration, and frequency, including radio waves, prayer, and thought. Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein, Masaru Emoto, and Edgar Cayce all wrote in agreement about that. This is how I understand it. Everything is made of energy. It may look solid, but it's energy condensed into form. Einstein gave a formula for that, E equals mc squared. The amount of energy is equal to the amount of mass times the speed of light squared. The simplest understanding is that matter and energy are interchangeable. The simplest application can be worded this way. The energy of your thoughts and words creates your reality. So you want to keep your thoughts and words positive. Matter and energy are interchangeable. The concept is given in the Bible. It's found in Hebrews 11 verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. God spoke and the physical realm came into being. The energy of God's words created the physical realm. It all starts with intention. What would you like to see happen? First, visualize it. Visualizing has energy for creation. Then call it into being with words. The power of the spoken word adds another layer of energy for creation. What we are looking to experience is resonance. God sends out the frequency of love that sustains the universe. Hebrews 1 verse 3. Colossians 1 verses 15 to 17. When we attune ourselves to God, then we begin to vibrate in resonance with God. Striking the A key on the piano will cause the strings in all octaves to vibrate. Attune yourself to God by focusing on the things that belong to God. It's love in its many applications. commonly known as the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians 5:22f. Tune into God's signal and apply the particular fruit of the Spirit that is needed in any particular situation. Apply patience when someone is slow to respond to God's invitation. Apply self-control when you want to guide people in the right way and not comment on their negative behavior every minute. The God station plays the music of love continuously. If you want to keep singing and dancing to the heavenly music, then tune in regularly. Then your contacts won't get rusty, but you will be happy and healthy. We are tuning into love. God is love. 1 John 4:8. This love is better understood as a verb rather than a noun. God is love in action. Love gives to make others happy. God seeks to bless. God is the unwavering giver of every blessing. James 1:17. In the beginning, God had no children. God created us to have someone to love. Otherwise, God could not be love in action. God could not fulfill the essence of his own being. We are necessary as recipients of God's love in order for God to be fully actualized. What a concept! What a great model for marriage and for bringing children into the world. To have somebody to love. Jesus said that this is the way for us to fulfill our own identity. His words are found in our scripture from Matthew 5:43-48. Show yourselves to be the authentic children of God by extending unconditional love. That will demonstrate that you belong to God's family, that you are God's offspring with God's spiritual DNA. The word love has many definitions. One is mutual love. If you scratch my back, then I'll scratch yours. That is conditional. It's the Old Testament contractual arrangement. While having a companion on earth can be a wonderful blessing, such an arrangement is conditional. It demands certain conditions. Go outside of those conditions and the relationship can be broken. God as love is unconditional. God loves no matter what. The Apostle Paul expressed this concept in Ephesians. God knew and loved us before the foundation of the world, and God will love us throughout the ages to come. 1:4 and 2:7. That's the way it is absolutely. Many people get depressed because so-and-so doesn't love them anymore. They think and feel that they are unlovable. Not so. The truth is that the person they trusted just hasn't developed capacity to love. True love does not depend on the recipient, but on the maturity of the giver. We can increase our capacity to give love unconditionally as we make it a practice to tune in to the God station. We can give love more freely when we know who we are. We are parts of the love that embraces everything. This is how we might tune in. The radio has an earphone jack. This represents finding a quiet place. Then set your intention. Pray this way. You could use the word Abba, which means dad. Abba, I'm here to connect with you, to experience and extend your presence of love. Then we listen. We can put up our antenna to receive from God. We may hear Jesus knocking. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come in and we will dine together." Revelation 3:20. Knock 7 times. When you tune to the God station, you may receive guidance. You may see images or even words. You may ask, "Are these images and words coming from my own mind or are they really from God?" The answer is both. Your subconscious mind is part of God's mind. Some people call this expansion of consciousness the higher self. The concept of receiving from God is in the Bible. The passage begins at 1 Corinthians 2:6ff and ends with these words, which I paraphrase, "We can know the mind of the Lord for instruction because we have the mind of Christ." This seems to apply to all of us, not just to apostles and prophets. So, as you listen, do not underestimate what comes to mind. If you receive what has to do with unconditional love, if your inner light brightens, then you will know that you have successfully tuned in to the God station. Perhaps there is a person you need to forgive, or someone who needs a friendly visit or a kind word. If you receive such a nudge from God, then act on it. If you act upon what you receive, then that will add another layer of creative energy upon the layers of intention and word. act to extend the unconditional love of God and share the joy of self-fulfillment. Jesus found joy doing that. He said that you can experience the same joy, John 15 verses 11 to 13. Now that we have shared about tuning in to the God station, let's do it. If you are doing this at home, then first surround yourself with light and love to block out any negative energies. Do it like this. I surround myself with a robe of light consisting of the love, power, and wisdom of God, not only for my own protection, but so all who see it or come in contact with it are drawn back to God and healed. Say it and then visualize it. Then find a comfortable way to sit. Relax by slowly taking a few deep breaths. Inhale the love of God. Let it fill your being. Exhale to release any stress. Let's set our intention. Feeling closer to God is a good intention. God says, "Draw closer to me and I will draw closer to you." James 4 verse 8. Let's visualize that we are tuning the dial at the high frequency end. If you sit up straight, you may feel chills up and down your spine. You might begin to hear a signal. It might sound like a momentary high-pitched hiss or ringing. You might see a light come on in your mind. Listen carefully. Can you hear the music in the background? Can you hear the angels singing? Can you feel energy flowing into your body? Can you feel the resonant love vibration? Ask God to fill your being with light and love. Ask for what you need and want. Sit quietly and be open to receive. Let us sit together for a few minutes. God says, "You are waiting for me. I have been waiting for you, and I'm glad that you're with me now." Amen.